Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby.
That's Christy McVie bringing us back from Fleetwood Mac. Thanks for hanging out with me, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, whether you're excited or frightened, we got something. Challenge your opportunity. We got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Having a great visit with our good friend John Deaney. John's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a leading tab boards, alternative board franchisee in the universe, and he's been joining us now for 14 or so years to help us run our businesses better. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Oh, by the way, he's also the author of 11 things you absolutely need to know about selling your business. Tell the audience how they can find you online, too, please.
You know, we just finished revamping my weekly column, and any business owner will understand the title. So, and if they go there, they can find all my other stuff. It's Awake at 2 o'clock with the number 2.
All right. Awake at 2 o'clock. So check that out. Yeah, we all recognize that. That's what we all have things that wake us up at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. If 3 o'clock's your hour, you know, what you get the picture. Hey, John, speaking of that, recently you had an interesting exercise where you asked your tab board's clients about why they grow their business. What did they say?
Well, I think the interesting part of it was it wasn't a surprise to me, and it wouldn't be to you. Anybody that works with a small business owner knows it's not all about the money. But it was a newer business owner, hadn't been in business for very long, and he asked, you know, are we just in this for the money? I mean, I'm beginning to do really well, and I'm not sure, should I stop? Should I grow?
Was he feeling guilty or frightened?
Neither. It was, you know, he had reached a level of success that was beyond anything he had imagined,
right,
and he had done it fairly quickly. And he was like, okay, I had some financial goals in life, and they're all here. They're all in front of me. This company's providing them all. So what now? Should I just stop? Is this good enough? Right. You know, why would I grow the company anymore? And everybody else in this particular board is quite successful and have companies that were established far longer. And they all are still growing. They're all still working very hard to move their businesses forward. And most of these people would be considered wealthy by any White House party in power definition, let's put it that way.
You mean because they can rub two nickels together?
Yeah, right. And the government, and so the government,
and the government
doesn't
have
one of them.
And President Obama wants one of those, by the way.
Right, right. You know, I said to somebody yesterday, I said, you know, he's objecting to the right to work law in Michigan. We have one of those here in Texas. What's the difference between Michigan and Texas? Oh, that's right. We have jobs in Texas.
That's right.
I forgot. You know.
That's right.
But you know, not to my surprise, but to this person's surprise, when they went around the table, not a single person mentioned money.
Nobody said, I want to make more money.
No.
I want to grow my business to make more money.
No, and it's like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I mean, if you don't have enough money, obviously you're growing your business for financial security
right,
to take care of your family.
Right.
But when you reach that, why, you know, the question was, why do you keep pushing? Why do you work so hard? Why do you put in long hours? Why don't you play golf three times a week? And the answers were far more about the trust of owning a business. And I don't mean people trusting you. I mean, almost like a charitable trust. You know, I have a responsibility. My ownership of this business, I've been lucky. It's done well for me. But I have a responsibility to make it as successful as possible because that's how I help and grow the most people. That's how I take the best care of my customers.
And let me tell you something, John. Let me stop you. And folks, I'm sorry if you don't like what I'm about to say. But I believe this with all my heart. The phenomenon, the concept, the idea, the behavior, the attitude that John just described is completely, is something that nobody in the White House, including President Obama, has any idea exists in the world.
That's true.
I believe that, John. I believe that as much as I believe anything in the world. The idea that a business owner, even a millionaire, small business owner, is somehow doing something wrong. Success. We're going to penalize success. We're going to go after them. They say it when they say that, and I apologize for bringing politics into this, but it just makes what you just said. As you said, John, I've been working with small business owners a long time. I've known them. I've known many of them. I knew their hearts and why they did what they did. I know, John, I know small business owners who literally took down a company that had made them wealthy, and they became unwealthy because they stayed with the business longer than they should have in order to save it for their employees, and they literally are not wealthy anymore because of that.
I understand, and
nobody on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue gets that.
Right. Every one of these people could walk away today.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't change their lifestyle. It wouldn't change their
But if they walked away, they are the glue that holds that company together, and the nexus. And if they did walk away, their employees would be the worse off.
And their customers.
Yeah, and exactly.
Yeah,
and
there's
customers.
Another responsibility
and
there.
And John, what you just described is American exceptionalism.
True.
And
true.
Folks, it's real. It lives. And that's another thing that nobody at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. understands. And I believe that with all my heart. And more's the pity. Tim Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.